Lorraine is a Los Angeles-based certified style coach, established personal stylist, TV co-host, media personality, and author of Ultimate Guide to Style from Drab to Fab, which is what we all want to be doing. Through her brand, Style by Rain, she's been featured as a style expert on award-winning podcasts, national radio shows, including co-hosting the Show and Tell Show for several episodes. She's been LA's go-to stylist for makeovers since 2010, and I'm delighted to welcome Rain back to the show for a little glamour and glitz. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, as usual.
So, it's wonderful. So, let's talk about some of the celebrities that have quit social media recently and why.
Yeah, so I actually recently did this, too. So we have Amber Rose. She wanted to quit for 2 weeks. Ed Sheeran, Kylie Jenner, Justin Bieber, Leslie Jones, Demi Lovato, Rihanna, Lena Dunham, Chrissy Teigen. So, and then there's some stars like Jennifer Lawrence that don't even have any social media accounts except for maybe Facebook. So I just personally found myself being addicted to it. So I quit for 30 days. Today is my first day back. So it's so ironic that we're doing the show today.
That's really something. So are people addicted? Is that really what it comes down to? You know, is it interfering and disrupting with family relationships?
I would say so, absolutely. No, it's just like, for example, it's just like alcohol or cigarettes, you know, whatever it is. Some people can pick it up and put it down. Some people have a healthy relationship, and then some people don't, and they go overboard. So, for example, like, I would wake up, it would be the first thing that I thought about in the morning, the first thing I checked, the last thing I checked, and then when I would go meet out with people, I was like, oh, my gosh, what can I Snapchat? What can I post on Instagram? And it would just, like, interrupt my real-life interactions with people. And so I just really felt it was a problem, and then I kind of just did a little bit more research on what's addicting about it, what are the pros and cons, and I just felt so amazing after being off for 30 days and then coming back with just like a restorative state.
People really get lost in it, don't they?
Do you ever get lost in it? What's your relationship with social media?
You know, I can't say as I do, and in fact, to be very honest, I have people that scold me, if I'm being truthful, that I don't like their pictures enough, or, you know, go on Facebook or go on Instagram or respond. And
yes,
the truth of the matter is I kind of made a rule for myself because I just find it takes all the time in the world to keep up with living, and to be dealing with all the social media just puts you, I mean, you could really fall into like, it's like a hole and get lost for hours. And so my rule is I don't respond to anything. Just like I look at pictures. I'll look at pictures that the people are posting, and I'll see what people are up to. Occasionally when I remember to, you know, or I'll see I have, like, all these things on Facebook. And I stay clear of it. I have enough keeping up with my emails, and that's enough to drive people. You know, when you're with a friend or a colleague or a spouse or whomever, mm-hmm, and you're out to lunch or you're out to dinner, and the other person's on the phone, it's like, what's up with that? You know, and I hear all my patients will say, particularly because the news is so distressing these days and everything is, you know, just mm-hmm, gets everybody so emotionally distraught, that they want to unplug from the news and they want to unplug from social media and really have to practice, you know, sort of brass tactics to be able to do that, to not go on Twitter, to not look at who's saying what and who's doing what, because, you know, personally, I'd rather sit down and read a book. I have so little time.
Yes.
You know, rather than be watching or thinking, gee, I'd like to respond to this one or that one. There are so many people. When does it end?
No, I know. And that's the thing. It's like they have it set up, social media. It's kind of like playing the slots at Las Vegas or something, where every time you pull that lever down, you want to see what you get.
Right.
So every time you open it, you're like, oh, how many likes did I get? You're getting your affirmations from there. Instagram was actually a study I read about. They were rated the worst for anxiety, depression. They call it FOMO, fear of missing out, you know, comparing yourself to others. And that's the one that really got me, which is why I was like, at first I tried to set myself on a strict regimen, once in the morning, once at night. So that lasted for about 2 days, and then I got right back into it. And it was just such a crazy, like you said, there's so many other things to do. And there I was spending probably 14 hours, 16 hours a week on it when I
could
learn to do something else. It was affecting my volunteer work. It was affecting my family life. And just trying to keep up with everybody else on there for, what, 70 likes? It's not like I'm one of those people who puts out a post and gets, like, 200,000 likes or is selling some products on there. It just became more of an affirmation for how good I was doing in my business or my life rather than an enjoyment issue, which is why I really just had to cut it out.
Yeah, because and also, do you find that sometimes there are people, yes, that you've lost touch with who are able to find their way back into your life, and that's such a welcome treat.
Mm-hmm.
But then there are people that you are not in touch with by choice and intentionally who look to find their way back into your life, and it's like you have to go through the, you know, all the steps again of not responding, not engaging, not dealing with it. It's like you have to end the relationship. This is what my patients say. You know, then I have to end the relationship all over again, whether it's a boyfriend or a friendship they ended.
Mm-hmm.
So it has many pluses, but I think, like anything else, there needs to be a balance, and you need to moderate yourself. I think it's wonderful that you really, you know, reined in the desire to look, because I know sometimes I'll be sitting down and read a magazine, and I'll pick up the phone for a second because the number comes up that you've got to, I want to clear the number of all these people are there. And,
right.
And then I start looking at them going, oh my God, I just lost my reading time.
Yes. Well, and, you know, it can be a positive for some things. Like, for example, Facebook and Twitter, they ranked bad, but not that bad. So they actually ranked well for getting your news out to you and then creating a sense of community. But then Instagram and Snapchat had, like, body dysmorphic disorders, the anxiety, the depression, all that kind of stuff. So it's like, and then some of my friends or colleagues that I talk to, Twitter's their downfall or Facebook is their downfall. I actually I stopped with a friend of mine, a girlfriend, so we can have an accountability partner. And she never posts, but she's a lurker. So she'll just spend hours on Facebook, you know, liking other people's stuff. And then she's like, it makes me feel bad because I'm like, oh, why isn't my life like this? Why isn't my life like that?
Right,
and
right.
So, and she would get depressed, and I know how she felt, so I would feel the same way. So I think coming back into it, I haven't gone on Instagram yet because, again, that's why I started Facebooking today. But Instagram I haven't started yet because I have to, like, really just make a set thing that I'm going to do and stick to. And the reason why I wanted it so public was this is because when you have accountability, you're not, you know, for example, Demi Lovato announced, oh, I'm going to, you know, go off of Twitter, and then she's back on one day. So you're like, okay, ding dong, like, long, you know. So for me, I'm just a firm believer of practicing what I preach, which is why on Instagram I was like, hey, I'm taking a break, you know, I'll be back or whatever. So that's why I kind of just wanted to make it public.
Right. Well, which is great. You know, I got a new puppy, and he's the cutest little thing I've ever seen, and many people say the same thing. If I'm going to brag, I was in a store the other day, and the security guard came. Oh, my goodness, he's going to kick me out of the store with the puppy. And he said to me, you know, I have to just tell you, that is the cutest dog I've ever seen in this store, ever. And he's the ambassador of canineship. Okay, so with that being said, we're going to take a break and go to commercial. And I'll talk about the Instagram for a moment when we return. Stay with us. You're listening to the Shrink Wrap On Call Show at HealthyLife.net.
What about me? How to stop selfishness from ruining your relationship. It's the brand new book from Dr. Jane Greer. With 25 years of relationship counseling, Dr. Jane Greer has heard the same questions and seen the same patterns about selfishness in relationships. From wondering if you're living with the most selfish person alive to wondering if you are the one with the selfish tendencies, Dr. Jane Greer will help you see an option to the never-ending fight. Stop the guilty pressure of selfish sex and other actions, and pressure to do everything to reprove your love in the relationship. Vanessa Williams, the actress, says Dr. Jane Greer's book, What About Me, is a must-read. This book is both insightful and empowering. You, too, can end the selfish game and move from me to we. Find out more about Dr. Jane at drjanegreer.com. Also, find What About Me on Amazon.com, BarnesandNobles.com, Sourcebooks.com, independent bookstores, and any place else books are sold. On March 6, 2004, Tom Pierce, his wife Joanne, and his daughter Lisa were on the water taxi that overturned in Baltimore's Inner Harbor. Tom survived, however, his wife Joanne and daughter Lisa did not. Tom's book, The Last Rose, is about the first year of Tom's life after the accident and the many signs that helped him through it. Tom talks about the accident, but it's not a book about the accident. It's about the power of love. Love as we know it and understand it, and love that goes beyond our understanding. It won a Next Generation Indie Book Award for the Best Inspirational Book. And you can learn more about the book and find links to purchase the book on Tom's website, www.thelastrose.com. It's available in hardcover, Kindle, and Nook editions. The Last Rose may be the perfect book for anyone who has experienced the loss of a loved one. That's www.thelastrose.com. www.thelastrose.com.
You're listening to CHSR Real Radio on the web.
Welcome back to the Shrink Wrap On Call Show at HealthyLife.net. My guest is style coach Rain Parvis, and you can find more from her on Twitter at Style by Rain or on her website, www.stylebyrain.com. So we went to break. I was talking about my puppy who just sort of captures the hearts of people, everyone he meets. He's so friendly. And because of him, I wound up going on Instagram and got him his own Instagram account because I was taking pictures. Everybody wanted a picture with him, right? And I said, you know what, I'll send you a picture. And then I thought, I can't be emailing everybody a picture or texting. So, you know, I can see the beauty of Instagram in terms of being able to post. And people do. When you look on Instagram, it's wonderful to see people in their lives on vacations, taking trips, doing things. Mm-hmm. It's just that, it's like Instagram becomes your own celebrity magazine, in effect. You know, we buy the magazines. Most of them have become a lot of pictures with a little story because we love to look at pictures. You know, so it's a great way to keep up with the people in your life, the people that you're interested in. But like you said before, you have to monitor yourself and use moderation, because otherwise you'll be watching pictures all day long and not doing the work you need to get done.
Absolutely, and that's what being a business owner, I have to be on there, and I'm not at the luxury of a business where I can pay people to do that for me yet, God willing. So I'm just always on there and then comparing, you know, my business to other stylists, because I'm friends with a lot of other stylists, and then, you know, organization companies, and I'm like, oh my God, they're posting 2 times a day, every single day, they're on Snapchat, and it's like, oh my gosh, I don't even want to be that person that has, you know, 200,000 people. I just want to go on, post my clients, my great work, post my, if it's something amazing, and then not compare myself to other people all day long.
Right.
Sit there. So.
And it's very hard. I mean, you really have to, if you're feeling a little down or you're feeling a little, you know, disheartened on any given day, and you go on Instagram or Facebook and you see people posting a big birthday party celebration or their kids or whatever it is, if you're feeling, gee, I wish I had children, or their dogs, and you're saying, I wish I could get a dog, but my building doesn't allow, anything that you could feel envious about, right?
Yes. It's really, really, really the case. I mean, there were times when I felt fine, and then I went on Instagram, and I just felt like, I felt like you said, like I saw a picture, or, I mean, my gorgeous friend, one of my best friends, she's having a baby, she just bought her new house, and then, of course, I saw her photo with her happy life and her happy family. I'm like, I can't get pregnant, and I want to have a baby.
Right.
Even though I'm so incredibly happy for her, it was just like, you know, an instant. But it's just soft. And again, that's something that you can deal with personally. But then for me, if I posted something and I didn't get, let's say, a minimum of 75 likes, I would go back in and like other people's stuff just to get likes back. It wasn't about really supporting other people, which, of course, I love to do. But part of it was, if I knew if I supported others, I would get the likes back, and then I'd get 85 likes, and then I'd feel good about myself, and then I'd finally go to bed, right?
Right.
I mean, and I'm like a happy, healthy person, so this is just really a downfall of mine that I just had to kind of nip in the bud.
You know, and it's so interesting, because one of the people I see, one of my patients, was saying the other day that, you know, for him, it was more the Twitter and the news streaming and everything that was going on that was just, actually, I had a couple of people who were saying this. They would read their Twitter and do the pictures at night, Facebook, and they get so worked up that they couldn't fall asleep. And so they both decided they're just going to unplug, that, you know, that they were nursing a kind of mini addiction, and they were just going to unplug. And they each were dramatically surprised by how relieved they felt. One took up a new hobby, the other felt calmer, was spending more time doing relaxing activities, got into yoga. It's amazing that, you know, that you really can sort of find yourself like on a treadmill and hard to get off unless you turn it off.
Exactly. Like, I try to do the minimal. But, yeah, for Twitter, a lot of people get information overload with the news, with all those things. So, yeah, everything has its own little animal. You know, cyberbullying happens with our young adults, in our teens and the kids. And then it just becomes, like, so much information where, like you said, literally I was spending probably 16 hours a week on it for what? Like, it was just way too much. There's so many other things that you could do.
No question about it. So at this point, do you feel now that you've been off it and you're getting back on it that you're sort of jumping in with new constraints in place, new controls?
Yes, absolutely, because coming off of social media hasn't really affected my business. I peaked at it today. I think I lost, like, maybe, like, 4 or 5 followers, big deal. Mm-hmm. But I also brought some value back into my life, my family, what I'm working on, you know, just being able to show up at a client's house and not being like, oh, my God, can I take a photo of this? Do you mind if I snap your closet? And it's like, it was just so freeing, or to show up at an event and not worry about the photos being taken. And granted, yes, there's a fine line. I'll just take a safer and more selective approach to getting back. Like, maybe I'm only going to post on Monday for Monday motivation, and then fast and Friday, and then call it 4 hours a week, and that's it.
Right. So the benefits are there if you deal with it with perspective and balance and moderation. And you know, what about the celebrities though, who really feel that they don't have a choice to be moderate, that they really, like you said, I went off it and I only lost 4 followers, but they really are looking to keep their followers. They need their followers and almost view it like a second job. Some of those that I've spoken with was like, I have to do it. They literally have to devote an hour and a half, 2 hours a day to keeping up on social media.
If I was a celebrity and I had the finances, I would have my assistant take fabulous photos of me, make sure they look awesome, get my quote, hey, you know, I'm out here lounging at the beach working on some new song for y'all, and then post it for me and have other people do it. So that's the thing with celebrities. They don't have to do it because they have PR people. They have others as well. So it really becomes back to, you know, like a lot of actors, well, a lot of people get into acting because they want everybody to love them. They need that affirmation. So it really goes back to, like, why did they start out? I know this is kind of getting deep, but, like, how much affirmation do they need for others? Why did they start acting? So that's when you're going to kind of see it as bleeding, if you will, into that social media. So there is definitely a way to get off of it. It's just have your assistant do it. Have others do it, like kind of like you do for yourself. If you're a celebrity, you obviously you're going to have the luxury to do that.
But do they feel that they're losing their authenticity in their voice? In other words, Taylor Swift is always in her voice. She's, you know, always connecting to her fan base and her people on Twitter. Does it make a difference if it's somebody that you hire, or can they capture your voice enough that the fans won't mind?
Well, a lot of people don't even know that it's not them. So if it was me, I would say I would put it in my own voice and have somebody else do it for me. And then, you know what I'm saying? And then if you are, you know, I was just watching the Lady Gaga documentary, which is awesome, by the way. She would post photos of herself at the, you know, making new songs or whatever. And that was really interesting, but she would post it. And again, I don't know what went on behind the scenes or whatever. But then she would post it, and then she would go on with her day. It's like, but when you're trying to build a following, it's a little bit different than when you're trying to build a following versus you're a celebrity and you're already a superstar, if that makes sense. And again, I can't speak for any stars out there, but then she got, you know, Lady Gaga got really knocked for her Super Bowl performance because her stomach wasn't like a super tight six abs, and she felt so great about her performance And then you get the backlash on Twitter, which really was just, like, devastating to her. So it was kind of like, I don't know. It's a love-hate relationship. I can't really speak to the celebrities, but I would just, you know, everybody is different. Like, for example, some people don't get addicted to alcohol or cigarettes, so they can pick it up and have a bad relationship with it.
Absolutely. So being able to handle your habits, which is what it's all about. And on that note, we're going to take a break, which is a habit here, and we do it all the time. And we'll be back in just a minute. Stay with us at the Shrink Wrap On Call show here at HealthyLife.net.
What about me? How to Stop Selfishness from Ruining Your Relationship. It's the brand new book from Dr. Jane Greer. With 25 years of relationship counseling, Dr. Jane Greer has heard the same questions and seen the same patterns about selfishness in relationships. From wondering if you're living with the most selfish person alive to wondering if you are the one with the selfish tendencies, Dr. Jane Greer will help you see an option to the never-ending fight. Stop the guilty pressure of selfish sex and other actions, and pressure to do everything to reprove your love in a relationship. Vanessa Williams, the actress, says Dr. Jane Greer's book, What About Me, is a must-read. This book is both insightful and empowering. You, too, can end the selfish game and move from me to we. Find out more about Dr. Jane at drjanegreer.com. Also, find What About Me on Amazon.com, BarnesandNobles.com, SourceBooks.com, independent bookstores, and any place else books are sold. Dr. Doris Day is a board-certified dermatologist who specializes in laser, cosmetic, and surgical dermatology on the Upper East Side in New York City. Dr. Day believes in looking your best at any age with the most conservative, personalized, and gentle approach. Day Dermatology and Aesthetics is located at 135 East 71st Street. For more information about Dr. Day's new product line, visit our website at www.myclearskin.com or by calling 212-772-0740. Find out more about Dr. Day and her products like Light and Bright Pads, Facial Silk Sunscreen, and Calming Sea Gel. That's www.myclearskin.com or 212-772-0740. Feel and look beautiful. You deserve it. That's Dr. Doris Day at 212-772-0740.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
Well, Rain, I want to thank you as always for a fascinating conversation, and this one in particular on social media. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Always a pleasure. And listeners, you can find more from Rain on Twitter at Style by Rain. That's Style by R-A-Y-N-E. Or on her website, www.stylebyrain.com. And that is it for today. Join me next week for a new episode of Shrink Wrap On Call. My guests will be Sarah Galley and Carrie Louise. And stay in touch with me off the air at my Facebook page and on Twitter at Dr. Jane Greer. Thanks for listening, everyone. And remember, you can always get what you want when you're in the know.